case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Live Like a Woman Week comes to a conclusion this morning. See, all this morning long, what have we done all week, Evans? Well, you started off Gina. We've taken on our alter egos, Gina.
We started off with a
Janet.
Bang. We started off with a bang.
We did.
Body waxing, which I'm still feeling the burn from. Then we quickly moved on to sports bras, where we ran around in sports bras stuffed with fruit.
Yes, that was difficult because you had the bouncing of the sports bras.
Boobs.
Yeah,
biggie
boobs. Uh-huh.
And then we had maxi pads, where I wore a maxi pad covered in ketchup for an entire day, which was just lovely.
That
is
true.
The ketchup
fantastic.
Was a nice addition. You're welcome.
That was, yes.
And then yesterday, Riggs, or Janet, rather. What was what did we do yesterday?
Yesterday, we had our fake lashes put on, which were horribly uncomfortable.
And
please.
Let me speak on the lashes. Janet took her lashes off at like 10:30 yesterday. You know when I took my lashes off? 9 o'clock last night. And the glue was there and it was a pain in the butt. But hey, I didn't complain
because you look like a woman. Other women take their lashes off?
Never.
Like 3 days later.
Yeah. You want a medal for that? Huh?
Yes, I do.
No, I don't think so. So this morning, since we were going to get the real legit pregnancy bellies sent to us, right? We had a company that was going to do it.
Uh-huh.
But they were going to send them to us. However, the caveat to that was that if they broke, our company was on the hook for like $1,500 to pay for these things because they're not cheap.
No.
They're real legit pregnancy bellies, and they have these little electronic stimuli that hooked up to your abdomen that we have attached to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
I purchased it on Amazon, and we tried it out, and Gibbons and I are each hooked up to this labor simulator. It's basically a massager, and Allie has control of it right now. Allie.
Who's on A?
I am on A, and Gibbons is on channel B.
Okay. I got the channel set, and I understand how to make it really hurt. Although punching you in the you-know-whats would probably make you feel like a woman in labor because you'd be hunched over, unable to breathe, and in a lot of pain.
Look,
so what would you prefer, shocking or hitting you in
look
the
me in the eye. I want both! Give me both! Oh, Jesus!
He really did.
I wouldn't do that.
He would take it, too.
I know he would.
He asked for the armpit on the waxing. He said, give me the armpit!
I seriously thought you were about
to
do that.
Give me the armpit!
I almost passed out.
He's trying to get his hair off his headphones. I mean,
it won't come off. His wig hair is stuck on his headphones. It's not going to work.
All right, let's go, dude.
We have women's trivia, like women's pilgrim trivia from like what, the 1800s or something?
Way, way, way back in the day.
Okay, so Gibbons, ask a question, and then if I get it right, I don't have to have labor pains. If I get it wrong, Allie will give me a shock.
Okay,
I'll go first.
All right. I got Riggs on the labor simulator right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm on channel A.
And we're on Facebook Live if you want to see this.
Facebook.com/1037KISSFM.
Okay.
Yes. All right, Riggs, the first question. Who was the first published American poet in the New World? Was it was it Phyllis Wheatley? Was Audre Lorde the first published American poet in the New World? Emily Dickinson or Anne Bradstreet?
Oh, I would thank Emily Dickinson because she's got the same birthday as me.
Incorrect! The answer is Anne Bradstreet. You cranking it up?
How's that feel? Cranked up?
Oh my God!
Cranked up?
Oh, it's right on my...
Breathe. Lamaze.
Take it down.
Taking it down. The contraction has ended. You have 2 minutes till the next one.
Oh my God.
All right, next question.
Okay.
I'll ask you the second question. Hold on.
Is the contraction gone now?
No, that feels really, really bizarre. Like, I don't know if it's just this machine now. Yeah, it's stopped now.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Oh no, there's another contraction coming!
Oh my God! What are you doing to me right now?
His face is turning purple. His face is turning purple.
I ain't going to take it off, please.
I did. You're welcome, ladies. Riggs is hunched over. Are you going to die?
No.
You literally look like you're in labor right now.
Janet, women go through this every day.
Stand up, Janet. Take a breath.
Man up, Janet.
You want a bouncy ball to sit on?
No, I don't want a bouncy ball to sit on. I'm going to stand this up and take it like a woman. I'm going to take this like a woman.
The pregnancy balls are all the rage.
All right. What woman had the misfortune to be captured during King Philip's War, was taken into captivity, who wrote one of the most famous captivity narratives in American literature? Was it Mary Rowlandson? Was it Pocahontas? Was it Sarah Pilarpoint or Mary Poppins?
It had to have been Pocahontas.
No, you're incorrect. It was not Pocahontas.
Oh, no. Okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Is that a contraction coming for Gibbons?
Oh, God. Okay.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Take it.
It stopped and it started back up again. Stop it. Oh my God.
Welcome to labor, dude.
Dude, I just started uncontrollably sweating from my hands, my feet, my armpits.
Everything.
You're living labor. Go ahead, breathe. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Oh my God, another contraction.
Jesus Christ, stop it. Stop. Ow.
because you jacked up all the
lights. You keep stopping and starting. Make a choice.
Is this how they happen, Allie? Do they just come and go like this, just randomly?
Yes, and they're like minutes apart. And oh my. When you're in the hospital, you can see it coming and going. Dude, up and down, but you can't see it.
I felt the vibration go from the bottom of my belly down to my heels. Holy crap. Oh, like, seriously.
Mine's attached right over my junk, and I feel like my wife's underwear is all sweaty now and gross. I'm so sweaty under this thing. All right,
Janet.
Give me another question. We're experiencing labor pains for Live Like a Woman Week.
And we are doing Puritan women history.
Yes.
Okay. Cotton Mather spoke eloquently about a woman he thought the personification of hell and witchcraft.
Mary Poppins is the answer. Just give me the labor pain. Give it to me.
It wasn't her. No.
It was not?
No, it wasn't. So give it to him. Give him the heat.
All right. You screwed up. You screwed up.
Oh, yeah, that's me, you dick! What are you doing? That's me!
I know.
Well, come on, dude! He gets the question wrong! I've been doing everything all week, and then he gets it wrong and you shock me?
Hey, you never know when they're coming, Gibbons.
You cheated this morning, Gina, when you had your girlfriend do your makeup for you and...
You shut your whore mouth, Janet. My Robert woke up early and did
she
it for me, okay?
Oh, God! Oh!
How's it feel? How's it feel, woman? Oh, my God.
Janet, the contraction came. I wasn't ready. Sorry.
She's turning purple,
dude. Why would
you
do that to me?
Oh, I don't know. Ask the dude that got you pregnant. Ask him why he would do that to you.
Why would your boyfriend Robert do this to me,
Robert,
Gina?
Robert never touched you, Janet, you filthy trollop. You Charlotte and harlotin.
Okay, now I need some deep breathing.
Oh my God.
To handle the contractions.
I'm sweating everywhere.
You're on a break. Enjoy.
I'm a sweaty mess.
Does somebody have ice? Ice with a straw for them? Because that's all you get in labor.
Oh my God.
Do you want some ice?
No.
All right.
Thirsty? Too bad.
Next question goes to Gibbons.
Okay.
One more question.
Seriously, right. I can't breathe.
There was a woman who was convicted and hung for preaching sermons in the Quaker faith. Who was it? Was it Sarah Roots, Mary Gookin, Abigail Strong, or Mary Barrett Dyer?
It was Mama G. That's who it was. It was no, Mama freaking
incorrect.
G. I know. Stop!
Correct.
Oh! Andy Joy, come here. Send me. Come here. Oh! Come here. Come up to the microphone. See how sweet it is to be loved by you. Send me. Stop! You keep putting the machine down! Come on!
Someone's arms!
And there you were!
I needed someone to understand
my ups and downs!
If you're wondering who's singing, that's Andy Choi, our friend, formerly of Channel 12.
Andy, thanks for coming by. We love you!
Stop.
All right.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hit me with it one more time. I want to feel that one more time. I think I should.
You know, this would last for hours if this is real.
I know.
So
but
just put yourself in that position. All right.
Okay.
We don't know who's is coming next, though. That's how contractions work.
Okay.
You're like sisters in
Gibbons,
the delivery room.
Gibbons, ask one more question, then we'll be.
Okay.
Which early American poet wrote rather innovatively of herself as a woman writer in her prologue in her book and to many poets regarding writing? Was it Esther Edwards Burr?
Yeah.
I'm scared to even talk. Afra Ben? Judith Hall?
Yeah, her. Judith Hall.
You are incorrect. It was not Judith Hall. Shock this son of a bee.
Oh, God.
Shock. Oh, you're doing it to me again! He got it wrong! Stop doing it to me when he gets it wrong!
Sorry! I couldn't control the contractions!
Oh
they just
God.
Come on their own!
You're an evil woman, and I hate you so much right now.
Hey, Allie.
Yeah?
You know how earlier in the week
Oh, God! No, not me now!
There you go!
Oh, it's me now!
Oh! This is so mean. Oh, but I gotta laugh last.
Oh, it's in my balls!
Oh, no, not the boys! Not the boys!
It's in the boys!
Oh, God.
It's in the boys!
Ladies, you're welcome.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.